Let's go to God's Word this morning. And trust me, I want a donut as bad as you do. Okay, and some hot coffee. That sounds good, doesn't it? Let's go to God's Word. We're in a sermon series called The Favor of God, and or Favor with God and Man. Jesus, when he was 12 years old, he was at the temple, and the Bible says he found favor when he went back to his hometown of Nazareth. He grew for 18 years. You don't hear anything about the life of Christ. But it says during that period of time, he grew in wisdom and stature, and he grew in favor with God and man, or God and people. So I put together a series on that, favor with God and people. Sorry about that. I'm not sick. This is what happens when I sing a lot. I got a bad esophagus. Anyway, here we go. So, favor. And I've taken the book of James, and you can probably do it with many books in the Bible, and look at it from that angle. From what was this author, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, trying to say, and how can we get God's favor and also people's favor as we grow in the Lord. So especially the book of James, I've done that with this book, and that's what I'm doing. Last week I talked about the war within. The war within. Okay, the war within. The battle we have is ourselves. Okay, and we're going to pick it up this week, and we're going to turn it into a new message. Let's check it out. Okay, here we go. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate you doing all the work, Raj. And Raj traveled, went up to Savannah like many people, sort of got away for a little bit, but that made his work more, you know, he had to come back and put it all back together, right? So he did it. So we appreciate it. Appreciate you, buddy. Thank the Lord. Amen. Come on. Amen. Praise the Lord. So the war within, part one was last week. We looked at that. We're not going to have favor, say it with me, unless we what? One more time. We're not going to have favor unless we what? This idea that you don't have to do anything to win the favor of people, you don't have to do anything to win the favor of God, it's ridiculous. It doesn't work in anything else, okay? You don't spend time with God, you're not going to have His favor. If you live in a life like you want to live it, not His way, it's just not happening, guys. It doesn't matter what you say, okay? And the same, we treat people like dirt. They're just not going to like you, okay? People complain about getting left out of a will sometimes. Yeah, what'd you do? You hear what I'm saying? We always have our side of the story, don't we? Okay? Wouldn't it be nice to have favor with God and favor with people? Wouldn't that just be the way you live your life? And wouldn't that be nice? Say. That's what we're trying to learn here. But it's going to take effort. And those are my words. You're not going to have favor unless you fight for it. Now, that goes against a lot of different theologians and a lot of different people preach a different message than this. Well, I believe it. I believe if I'm going to have favor with people, I've got to make that extra effort. And I still might not get it. But I know what? I got a lot better chance of getting it if I work at it. Amen? And I'm not talking about working our way to heaven, getting salvation. But I'm talking about not grieving God, not grieving the Holy Spirit. I'm talking about working hard on your life, and you fight your life and not somebody else's battle. You hear me? So that's what we talked about last week. Keep pushing. So there's a war in us, and it rages. There's a war in every one of us, and it rages. I'm the biggest sinner I know. I think you'd be very wise if you start thinking that way. Instead of thinking about your spouse or your mama or your daddy or somebody else that did you wrong. What wrong have you done? Okay, and so maybe you've been really nice and everybody else has been really bad, okay? Well, then just go ahead and just look at your relationship with Him. Compare yourself to Him, and I got a feeling you're going to come down a few notches. You hear me or not? Say, okay? So, the war within is the greatest battle I'll ever fight. It's this one, the Gary battle, the me battle, my mind. When I pray for myself, I pray, Lord, help my mind. I have a raging mind. I have a crazy mind. And Satan, I believe, knows that. And he can get a foothold sometimes on my head and my brain. I have a big problem with expecting things out of people. I have a big problem with expecting responses out of people. I don't know if it's because I'm a pastor, the way I've been all these years. I have no idea why I'm that way, but I am so often disappointed because they don't jump as high as I want them to. Or they don't respond the way I want to. Okay? And boy, I tell you, you might think that's not a big deal. That is a huge deal. It can take my mood and take it from here and just drop it right in the toilet. You hear me or not? Say, that's just one of my struggles. I struggle with it in my relationship with Kim. I do. And I'm way more talkative and outgoing and this way when she ain't. And so I'm way this way and she ain't. And I'm this, yeah, and she ain't. But Kim is Kim and Gary's Gary. And we're married and we have to make it work. But if I'm this way, yeah, and expecting her to be, yeah, it ain't happening. Y'all hear me or not? Say. But that's okay. I'm not better than her. I'm the biggest sinner I know, not her. We have to just work it out, but that's where I can get Satan get a foothold in my head. You hear me or not? I beat myself up after I preach. You might not know that. Ha! Kidding me? Can't believe I said that. So you've got no reason to come up with me and ever complain about a sermon. Got it? Say. There's plenty of complaining going on right here about my messages. Amen? You hear me or not? Say. And by the way, Terry and Levi Humphrey, thank you for coming up to the house there on the guest house yesterday and putting those tubs in. Thank you for doing that. I appreciate that. I didn't get back from my job that I was working on, but I went by last night and checked it out. Thank you. I appreciate it. And Levi, he's a sophomore, but you're 16, right? And he and I had a nice time. He went and helped me move a double stack washer and dryer that was full of water that had fallen on its face. How heavy was that, Levi? Was it pretty heavy? Is that why you dropped it on my shoulder or not? Say. You're 16, I'm 62, and you dropped it? America, man, come on. What happened to us? How many back in the day you wouldn't drop it if it killed you? Let me see your hand. See, Levi? I mean, Eli, that's how we do it. No, I love you, buddy. I appreciate it. I think I dropped it too, didn't I? But we don't tell the story that way, Eli. Come on, let's go to God's Word. Here we go. We got to get to this. The fighting and personal wars we face are from where? Now, I shared with you one of my biggest. Okay? My brain, my mind, expecting, not getting the answer I want, or as quick as I want, or like I want, or saying it the way I meant. Hear me? It's a battle. The war within, James says, from whence come these wars? And these fightings among who? You! Come they not hence, even of your what? Lust, and you're at that war in where? In your members. This is where the battle is, right here. This is the battle. The battle ain't Hurricane Helene. The battle ain't Milton. The battle's me. How am I going to deal with the crap that comes? Am I going to do? Am I going to get my head up? That's what God wants me to do. Yes or no, amen. He wants me to be strong in the Lord and the power of His what? Might. I can do how many things? Through Christ. That's a mind thing. Amen. Or we cannot know God's Word, or we can know God's Word and just choose not to even pay attention to it. That's how crazy we are. The battles come from right inside. So let's pick up where we left off, and we're going to move. Here we go. So there's a war that rages in us. It's a bad thing. It happens. We fight battles. Okay? Internal crap, I call it. Here we go. The war within, part two. Here we go, Raj. Thank you. Title of my message today, say that out loud. With living in the what? One nice thing about hurricanes. It'll help you get your house in order. I'm telling you. You'll hear from relatives you ain't heard from in years. My phone was burning up. People that were in our church that are up north hadn't heard me, and they expect me to know all of them. I don't know everybody. But it's just all that, you know. But that's fine. I appreciated it. Yeah, that is. It's a lot of love. A lot of love for you guys, too. A lot of love for this church. That's why they're calling me. They're concerned about you. But one thing a hurricane will teach you is living in the what? Right now. Day's the only day you got. Instead of complaining about something, you might ought to appreciate it. Might be flooded tomorrow. Okay? I got a nice truck, man. Nice one. And I got it from the bass player. He traded it into the Nissan place. It's a beautiful truck. And I like to buy used. I like for him to pay the most price, then I get it used. And that's what I did. So when Aline was coming up, we didn't see it. We didn't know. We didn't know. The thing was up yonder. We didn't know after the fact it's coming in, did we, Dale? I have a clue, really. It started coming up that water, and Kim and I'm watching the news. Just having me a good time. Yeah. And Kim says, man, that water's getting high out there. And I'm like, yeah, that's fine. That's the way it goes. Thing's way up yonder. And then it got higher, got up on our deck, then started getting close to coming in the house. And I look out the front door, and we can't hardly get our driveway because Godfrey Creek had become our road. Oxford was Godfrey Creek. So I told Kim, you know, we were fine. It wasn't like we were going to die or anything. And we were making some precautions at that point, putting stuff up as much as we could. Maybe it'll come in an inch or two. But the bottom line is I said, get your van. It's low. Get out of here. And that's what she did. And I was right behind her, not far. So I get in my nice truck, my Titan. It's one of them fancy push-button kind. Guess what it didn't do? Didn't crank. Thank God I got that old Chevy. Amen. The old Chevy. It's parked right out there. It don't have no push button. It's got one of these kind. And I did that number right there. But the truck didn't make it. My nice Titan. I mean, I would not let you eat in it. I wouldn't even let you ride in it probably. Had that work out for me. So from now on, you get in my car, bring whatever. We'll just trash it up. How about that together? Amen. Come on. But anyway, I watched them pull it away yesterday. And the dumb wrecker guy, he had to tell me how nice my truck was. Well, I like that, so shut up. Pull it away. Anyway, I got to get back to the message. Here we go. So if you like your car, enjoy it today. Amen. Come on, living in the now. Let's check it out. Here we go. We're moving. I'm sorry. How do I fight this battle? We're going to go now with a Bible study. This battle within that we fight, the struggles that we have within us, if we want the favor of God, there is a way out of this battle, and the way is called what? Repentance. Repentance. James, could you help us today with the battle? How can I fight my internal battle, James? How can I be spiritually victorious in my life when maybe my home life is not good, or this ain't good, or my job life, or maybe I'm sick, like somebody called me the other day, they got stage 4 cancer, and then another lady called me the other day and her mama died. How can I make it? My head, my heart, my mind, how can I make it when you get this battle inside of you that's raging? Yes or no? You hear me? Well, stop thinking your big stuff. You want to fight this battle? Stop thinking your big stuff. Those are my words. And do what? Do what? Humble yourself before the Lord. James, say this verse with me out loud. But he gives more grace. Let's keep reading. Wherefore he says, say it with me. God resists the proud, but he gives grace to the who? That's the way to win this battle. I'm not big stuff. I'm not always right. I need help. I humble myself. That's what we do. Submit yourself, your life, your future, your everything to the Lord. Turn totally to Him. You hear me, yes or no? No, this is my stuff. This, that, this, whatever. It can all be gone. Your marriage can be gone. Marriage is 100-100. It ain't 50-50. And somebody can take their 100 and walk any day they want. And you're left with your 100. Well, divide that by 2 because there ain't another one now. And you get 50. And that's failure. Got it? So you'd be better to try to shoot a 75 or an 80 in your relationship and let the other partner do the same. And you might not have an A, but you might have a C. And you work on what you got. You hear me or not? Humble yourself. Work together. Whatever your struggle might be. Verse 7, would you say that with me, that first part? Submit yourself, therefore, to God. How do I fight the battle? I humble myself. I submit myself to the Lord. He's not going to put up with my arrogance and my attitude. I humble myself. Say that last part with me. Say it out loud. Resist the... And he'll what? But a lot of us think we can just resist the devil. Well, you're still proud. Ha! Now you got to humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. Okay? You got to submit yourself. Then you resist the devil. But the resisting's already started taking place when you start humbling yourself. Amen? That's what he doesn't want in our life. So the mind, the battle, the mind's the mind. I don't know what yours might be. This battle within. Resist the devil. Your conscious, everyday submission to God is what? Did you see that or not? How do I resist the devil? You do it by a conscious, everyday submission to the Lord. It's not like, hey, devil, like Flip Wilson used to say, you know, the devil made me do it. You know, but the bottom line is, listen, no. It's our submission to God that causes our resistance to Satan. And this is how we're going to win this battle. When you turn to God, you're turning your back on who? I would give you some wisdom to me. It's wisdom to me. I would talk about the storm with people about this long. Now, I know some of you, you're fine, your power's off, but I mean, I'm talking about if you really lost everything, lost a lot. I mean, you could talk about it and dwell on it forever, Dale. But I just don't think that's going to get you anywhere, buddy. I don't think it's going to get Mitch anywhere. I mean, yeah, we got to talk about it. But how about we submit ourselves to the Lord and we're thankful? Amen. And in the meantime, when we do that, we're going to be resisting Satan and his attacks on our minds. Amen. You hear me? Okay. When you resist the devil, you're submitting to God. So that means they're totally opposite. I submit to God. That's resisting the devil. That's exactly what has to happen. How do I fight this battle inside? Say that with me up top. Get what? That's one nice thing about tragedy, storms, death, whatever, hard times. It causes us, it gives us a chance to get real close to God, doesn't it? Yes or no? Amen. How many prayed a little bit this last week? Can I be honest? Be honest. How many would say, Pastor Gary, I prayed a lot more last week than I did maybe a month ago? That's who we are. See how weak we are? But we do know better. We know better. You can have this the same way you prayed for this storm. You can pray that way for your own internal battles. And you can get stronger. You hear me? So it's good. James is just trying to help us. Say this verse with me. It's one of my favorite in the Bible. Would you read it out loud with me? Draw nigh to God, and He will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you what? That means crazy person. Up, down, left, right, up, down. Just yo-yo-ville. Got it? Get real close to God. This is done through the Word, it's done through prayer, and done through worship. Why do we have church? So we can have the Word, we can have prayer, and we can have worship. I don't think you need church. Well, I guess you don't need the Word and prayer and worship. I can do it by myself. Yeah, but He told us not to forsake one another in our assembly together. And we get more of it when we get in a room like this. Amen? How many in this room hugged my neck today? Can I see your hand? Hugged it my neck today. Okay. How many of you didn't hug my neck, but somebody in this building somehow today hugged your neck? Can I see your hand? Well, look at the body of Christ. The body of Christ is not just Gary. It's us. And that's why we have church on Sunday. Amen? Keep looking. Get close to God. Be absolutely real and sincere in this fight of yours. Don't be ashamed. I'm hearing something, music or something. I'm going to go crazy. Guys, you might say, Pastor Clark opens up and tells us that him and Kim are having problems. What's wrong with me being sincere? What's wrong with me being normal? But we're not supposed to be normal pastors, right? Yes or no, say. It's ignorant. Why wouldn't, if Kim and I, and we're doing a lot better, thank God, amen. But I think one of the reasons we're doing better is because we worked at it. But here's another reason. Because we opened up about it. And we got other people encouraging us and praying for us. Is there anything wrong with that, say? Isn't that great? So why don't we do that together if you're struggling and if you're hurting? It's a good thing, man. You hear me? Repent. Okay, repentance is turning away from Satan, and that could be a lot of stuff. It could be your head, it could be whatever, and submitting yourself and turning to God. That's what repentance is. Repent of known sin. You want to fight this battle? Repent of known sin and areas of weakness in your life. You can be strong. You can do it. Another one of my verses I love. Be afflicted and mourn and weep. Who's that talking about? It's talking about you. About your life. It ain't be afflicted, mourn, and weep about somebody else. He's saying weep over your own garbage. Weep over your life. Weep over your decisions. Weep over your bad attitude. Be afflicted and mourn, weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to what? That's what repentance looks like. Oh, I confess, I'm good. I don't know about you, but when I discipline my children, I want to see it worked. How many parents like me? You see what I'm saying? What do I mean that by that? If I disciplined them, if they did something wrong, lied to me, there's going to be tears from them. You're going to speak a language that I understand when I'm raising my kids. It's not, well, you got three little swats, swat, swat, swat. A lot of times I didn't spank my kids. It was the way I talked to them. I remember one time, Lise hates this story. She lied to me. She was 12. Nobody could have a better daughter than my daughter, Elise. I know you feel the same about yours. But she lied to me. Was it the end of the world? No. Did I make her think it was the end of the world? Yes. Has she ever lied to me since? I don't think so. God would like to see that you're serious about your sin. How can I fight this battle? Why do I keep struggling with the things in my life so bad? Well, it could be that your repentance really isn't sincere or certainly not as sufficient as it should be. You hear me? When we repent, call it sin. We're trying to fight this battle. Weep over your sin. Stop thinking it's what? I'm just like everybody else. Everybody has the same problem. Come on, man. Keep looking. We're talking about the battle within. Would you say that out loud with me? I'm going to be famous. Say it out loud. Sad ain't bad when you sad over your... Say it out loud. Sad ain't bad when you sad over your sin. Who said that? I did. You're going to be famous. I'm telling you, sad ain't bad when you sad over your sin. Continue to stay humble. You want to fight this battle within, down before the Lord's feet, and under His authority. Okay? Say that one with me. Great verse. You ought to memorize these verses. Say this one. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and he'll what? Isn't that a great verse? That's a refrigerator verse. The way up is always what? The way up. Don't argue with God. Get at his feet. Confess before him. I'm talking about fighting this battle within. Keep looking. There's a way out, and it's repentance. Wow, buddy, I'm almost done. I got to quit. It's 10 till. The war within. Living in the now. Last point right here. James gives us some help. When you got this battle going on inside of you, this whatever this might be, this struggle, this sin, this, it could be your head like me, it could be whatever, a lot of stuff. There's some wrong responses when we're having struggles in our life. So what should we not do? Say that one out loud. Say that out loud. Don't what? Isn't it funny? We the one with the problem, and we try to find somebody who's worse than us, and then we judge them. We're the stupidest people ever. Okay? We're the one. We could make everything a lot better if we repent. But instead of doing that, I am going to pick somebody, maybe Kim, and I'll judge Kim. And that made it all better. It made it doubly worse. What'd James say? Speak not evil of one another. You're the problem. Don't speak evil of one another. He that speaks evil of his brother and judges his brother speaks evil of the law, because that's God's word telling us we shouldn't do it. And then you judge the law because I guess you're better than God's word because it told you not to, but you're going to do it. But if you judge, but if thou judge the law, then you're not a doer of the law, but you a what? We're our own worst enemy. You hear me? There's one lawgiver who's able to save and to destroy. And guess who it ain't? You. And it ain't me. Who are you that judges another person? I've got a battle. I'm fighting the devil. So what do? I judge you. What an idiot. Y'all hear me or not? I know this wasn't a typical hurricane message, but I was going to preach it anyway. Don't lose focus by looking at the what? Say that out loud. Don't lose focus by looking at the what. How many of your children have really, I mean, even adult children, they've made decisions, and you looked at their decisions they were making, it absolutely got you so defeated in your life. Would some hands go up on that one? So defeated. I was so defeated. You have your battle. It's funny. We can look at somebody, and they're wrong. The things they're doing is wrong. But what's that got to do with you fighting your battle? You'd be better if you're fighting your battle. Then you'll be better placed to help somebody. All right. I'm wearing you out. We're never going to be able to effectively fight the war within if we take our eye off the what. There's nothing worse than seeing a receiver wide open. Wide open! He's wide open! And the quarterback throws him the ball. Eli, you're wide open, Eli. There's nobody around you, buddy. He fell down. And all you see, Eli, is green in front of you, baby. Nobody's going to get you. But Eli, there's the ball, Eli. You got to keep your eye on the ball. Because when you start looking at the green in front of you, Eli, you do this. And the ball's back here, son. That's life for us. When we judge other people, we take our eye off the ball. You hear me? And there's not the green and the touchdown we thought that was coming, but it's failure. Keep that in mind. Don't put off getting right with God. You want to fight this battle, go to now. You that say today or tomorrow, we're going to go into such a city, we're going to continue there a year, we're going to buy, sell, get gain. Look at all our fancy plans. How many had plans on Thursday that you had to cancel, Thursday or Friday? It's a good lesson for you. For what's your life? It's even a what? A vapor that appears for a little time, then vanishes away. You ought to fight your battle, and you ought to fight it today. I'm going to get right with God. When? When would be a good idea to get right with God? Take a wild guess. For you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we're going to live and do this or that. But now you rejoice in your boastings, and such rejoicing is what? This is hard preaching. Live in the now, James is trying to tell us. Face your problems and do it when? Good. Good. I think you're with me now. Procrastination will kill you in what? And you may not like me for saying this. I think one of the worst things we've done as a country, is to let the slaughter of October 7th happen to the Israeli people. 1,230 people or whatever slaughtered like dogs. And we, the United States, have said, now hold on. Hold on. Instead of letting them prosecute the war and do what they should do, now the thing's drug on a year. A lot more people have been killed than would have been killed. And now they've started to say, you know what? Israel said this. You know what? We're done listening. And we're going to take care of the situation. If the United States isn't going to stand strong and just let us sit, because there's been a lot of criticism. And now they're marching in our streets over it. Think about your life, though. If you put off prosecuting the war of the flesh in your own life, don't think it's not going to get worse. It is going to get worse, and there's going to be more casualties. It might be your marriage. It might be your children. It might be your job. It might be your life. Procrastination will kill you. Don't put off getting right with God. Act decisively and act when. The Bible says, don't let the sun go down on your what? Wrath or anger. We need to deal with our crap. Amen? I don't know if this is helpful. I like it. Say this out loud. It's one of my favorite quotes. Tomorrow really never comes. Because when tomorrow gets here, it'll be today. So since tomorrow don't really ever come anyway, then why not do it today? Because today is today. Country talk. Don't do nothing. I know that ain't good grammar. That's why I put it up there. Don't do nothing. What do I mean? Therefore, to him that knows to do good and doesn't do it, to him it's what? It's sin. This battle, if we don't fight it and do it today and do the things that the Spirit of God has laid on our heart because it's right, then it's sin. This idea of, oh, well, that's life. Oh, well, you're a bum. And I'm a bum. He's a great God. If we confess our sins, he's what? Faithful and just to do what? Forgive us and do what? Cleanse us from all. See how lazy we are? Good message for our heart today.